let's enjoy her song, which it has been chosen to the best, simply the best. Enjoy, everyone. Yes, truly you are the best. What a powerful and beautiful song that Tina Turner sang it, you know, many times at many shows. And I am sure and positive that each one of you, you are the best. And thank you very much for listening to our radio show. Our warmest appreciation and thanks to Nicola Valley and across the country, all the listeners and outside of the country, and especially all the reservation across the country and United States and Mexico and many other places. And that is fantastic that you are listening to our program. At the studio, we have Charlotte, Call Me Negotiator, that she already set up, you know, her streamlined, you know, that connected to China. Hello, China. It's so delighted to have you with us. And that is fantastic. It's 4 o'clock their time and 3 o'clock, basically 3:09 at Vancouver time, Canada time. The subject I have chosen today is destiny. And I would love to hear the subject of the destiny from Charlotte. Call Me Negotiator.
Hello, everyone. Hello. It's very nice to be here. And
thank you.
I really appreciate it. For the subject of destiny, I'd say I feel like there's no one single destiny, because it would be like, for me, every pathway at the end of the each period of life is a destiny. So for me, I wouldn't say that the end of life is where we wanted to go, but it's like I would say like certain like goal based on different phase, because that's really like where I see it as like a North Star. If I have something that I wanted to achieve, and then I'm probably already reached the destiny from the last point, but then later on I would say, oh, then I feel lost, and I start to find what is the next one, what is the next destiny that I wanted to achieve there. Mm-hmm. And when I figure that out, it becomes the North Star that guided me to walk towards. So I wouldn't feel like there's a certain things that I wanted that I would call it, oh, that is something. I would just feel like that's the destiny that I want to go. I would see it as just simple desire, right? But that direction, mm-hmm, is where it can give me the guideline. So yeah, this is how I see this whole topic. Maybe I'm a little too young to talk about this, but yeah, that is basically how would I interpret it, and based on my life experience.
Beautiful. And destiny is wonderful to have all these different aspects, different opinion, and how we feel and how we choose the destiny. I would love to share from Dr. Holakoui, that Iranian-American psychologist, and he has 3 degrees in United States, and he established Radio Hamrah, radio personality based in Los Angeles, basically. And when I'm listening to his show from time to time, not all the time, the destiny, it came to my mind that how he deliver all the messages, and based on the science, in every culture, we have so many artificial in the nationwide. We have black magic, you know, all this kind of, you know, superstitious. Science is washing it away. It's fading all these unnecessary and false information. And science, we are living in the science world. Technology, you know, internet is amazing. It's just nonstop. And every day is a new progress, basically. And he, the way he described to his listeners and about the destiny, I just pass his own opinion based on the science, sharing it with you. Destiny is the is what we choose. Is not God has been given to us or higher power destined for us. You know what to do in our own life, and the mission is coming to us. He described it as a child. A lot of children, as a children, they choose to become a physician, a surgeon, a lawyer, a diplomatic, you know, going to, you know, to become a president, you know, to be in charge and, to, you know, in many, many fields, their mission and their wishes and dream is high as a child. The destiny is coming really from the childhood. That is your dream. By the time you're growing, you're catching your dream, you make it to the reality. And then it becomes your destiny. The destiny we have in our own life is based at our own decision. Whatever we choose. And somehow, the reason I chose Tina Turner, simply the best. She truly sang with so much joy and celebration of her victory that she has reached and connected internationally. A little girl, colored girl, coming from dysfunctional home, heavy addiction at her marriage time, raising four sons, and then it become a single mom, and dealing, you name it, you have, I'm sure a majority of you, you have seen her video, her songs, which is very inspiring, and also her movie. And at the childhood, when she was picking up at the farm, picking up the cotton flower, that was the time she said no. She said no to that stage. This is not for me. However, she opened her wing, her guts, and straighten her path with all the difficulties and abusive behavior that she was surrounded, left and right. She said no, and she got up each time. Every time she stand up taller than before. However, this is a great example for me. This is a great lesson, and it's good we review with one another as one nation, as one body, as one soul, that we give a hand to one another and walk through this path, this journey, with the victory. And basically, this is the way I could connect and to bring it to the field from Dr. Hulakui, psychologist from Los Angeles who has his own radio station, radio personality, and truly that is, that radio is, it has quite personality because it gives you the life jacket. It gives you the hope, and we conquer the weakness with ourselves, and we feel after the show, after his talk on the radio show, that is the time we feel, oh, I'm lightened, and there is a hope, and I can make it. No matter what, we all are standing up again, again and again. Anyhow, just that was the destiny that I thought I shared with you, and how the science describe every words, powerful words, to the field. And however, the world is very strong and is powerful. Is the world that we can, it has a power that we can move on and bring and change the world to the better place with the positivity. And right now, let's go to listen another song that has been chosen by Nicola Valli, dedicating it to the Nicola Valli, Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash. Enjoy, everyone.
Is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, and the flames went higher, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. The fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, 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 the ring of
fire. That was the music was has been dedicated to Nicola Valli, indigenous people that they really love that song. I hope everyone enjoyed that song. Now we are going to have to connect with Shachlach, the brother of Chief Shackley, the previous host of the show, Free Voices. And we are going to connect with him and have a conversation with him about the destiny.
Hello.
Hello, Shachlach. This is from Free Voices Radio Station. How are you doing?
Hello,
how are you doing?
Hello,
can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Hello,
can you hear us?
You're pretty choppy.
Can you hear right now?
I can barely hear you.
Okay, I'm going to call you back again. We are going to start all over again. Okay.
Okay,
thank you. Sorry about that. It's the bad reception that we have. We are going to give a try one more time. Sometimes our reception is not connecting properly, and today is one of those days. Hello? Hello, can you hear us? Hello? Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, how are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Beautiful. It's lovely to have you on the show. And, you know, basically it's just is a privilege. And however, the subject of the show today is destiny. So how do you see... We would love to hear your voice, you know, your view about this. Destiny.
Destiny?
Yes.
Destiny, destiny and fate are kind of like the same thing. Fate is kind of predetermined.
Yeah.
We have no involvement in what the end product's going to be, but destiny, you can kind of alter it, you know, because you can actively work at the outcome you want.
Yes.
So, because a lot of people kind of mistake destiny and fate to be the same, but they kind of are but aren't, because one is a stuck like a train tracks.
Yes.
You're always going to end up at point B, whereas destiny is like a car. you can come into a roadblock and take a different route to get to your final destination.
Right.
So that's what I think about destiny. You know, we can kind of alter it. You know, it's still going to get us from A to B. It's just how we're going to. What B is going to look like for us once we achieve our destiny.
Right.
Yeah, so that's my thoughts on destiny.
That's wonderful. It is so wonderful that with the limited time and you're still in the process of the healing and the process of the medical care, that you give us this chance to be the voice of Nicola Valley and from reservation, the heart of the reservation, indigenous people, the landowner of the country, and is so powerful and is so encouraging that we have you live on the air for so many years. And is really honored to have you here. And we are going to catch up next week, the same time with you. And thank you so much to be with us and giving us that opportunity to make that connection through your reservation. You know, I'm sure they listen to this program, and it's so delightful and powerful. Thank you so much for your time. I believe today we are having a very bad connection. You know, is getting on and off, and all the blessing to Nicola Valley, the place that Chief Shackley was the host of this program, is coming from that area, and right now he is the eagle of his path that he is on the new journey to be landed, whatever he's supposed to be. And the next song that we are going to have is the Earth Song from Michael Jackson. Enjoy, everyone. Again, today we are having some difficulties. Here we go.